Narrative Frameworks 67 Core and Representation. It's all about core and representation. What is the core? What is the core sense of self? Or the core sense of life? Is it God? Is it your own individual life? Or is it some kind of AI overlord? What is the greatest? Without God, which is the fullness of the sense of life, the whole picture. Without God, without the whole picture, anything can become God. Anything can blow itself up to the size of a whole picture, even though it will never be the whole picture. Because nothing can be that resplendent. Nothing that is not the wholeness of God can be as resplendent as the wholeness of God. With God taken out the equation, you can't take God out of the equation. You can't substitute it. Nothing can be as resplendent as God with God taken out of the equation. But with God remaining present in existence, in your awareness, and everything is resplendent because everything is God. But if we remove God, we seek to make our individual lives the center stage. We impose a false center. We take God out the center and we put our limited body-mind self-identity at the center. But it cannot work like this. And we cannot put false gods at the center either. We cannot put ourselves at the center and then create systems that are bigger than ourselves and then put the created systems at the center. We can't represent our individual identities with electronic strings and algorithms and then put the sum of all those electronic strings and algorithms, the AI mainframe, at the center of what we call life. I mean, what life is left when it becomes electronic? But we can't replace God with ourselves and then replace ourselves, failing to make it and live life fully and in harmony because we've removed God from the equation and therefore we've put ourselves there, and then it's not working by making ourselves at the center, so we try and find another center. We've denied God, but we want to replace it and we want to have something God-like. It's not going to work. We cannot create false gods, we cannot make false gods of our individual limited selves, and we cannot make false gods of the systems of representation that we create. All representation is of God. If we've removed God, it becomes all about limited self, sense of self. And when that limited sense of self no longer cuts it, and we don't want to admit that we were wrong in removing God, we create false gods, which do not satiate the need, because they cannot satiate the need, because they are at best a representation of life and at worst nothing of it. Because you can't take life out of life and expect what it leaves, what is left, to be life enough. You can't take the core out of core and representation. Otherwise, you get lost in the representation. And what is the representation becomes false core. False core is vacuous and does not satisfy. So you return to representations but create other false cores. For example, AI composites. That are based on a sum of represented information of individual beings. But a false core is never going to touch the life within you, is never going to return you to yourself. The only way to return to yourself is to look truly at what you are. And this is life looking at what life is. And only with this looking of consciousness, looking at consciousness, can we discern what is false and what is true. Can we discern what is true from what is false? And this is necessary. If we are to live life the right way up.